Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Give me a gobble gobble, please.
Let's see what you can come up with, all right? Yeah, we call this Kid Jokes. It's brought to you by Celebrity School and Caliday School Age Program. Every week, we just come on and say, where are Maryland's funniest kids? We need your help right now.
Yeah, so you can call us right now,
866-855-KID-JOKE.
Sorry,
guys. We got a lot of phone numbers.
Sorry.
855-KID-JOKE.
And if you want to call in and tell us your best and funniest joke, and we do our best to do it on the radio, and it's fun.
And the only thing we ask this week is that it's Thanksgiving-related, if we can.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know how many Thanksgiving jokes that we can get. So as an adult, let's go through these and see how many we can solve, okay? Kids, 855-KID-JOKE. Kid joke.
Hello, my name is Anna. I am 5 years old. I am from Towson, Maryland. And my joke is, why did the turkey cross the road?
Why did the turkey cross the road?
Why did the turkey cross the road to gobble gobble on the other side? Give it to me.
What is wrong with you?
To get to Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
That's, I like that one.
That is a valid Thanksgiving joke.
Mm-hmm.
We get it. 855 kid jokes. Funny kids in Maryland. Give us your best Thanksgiving one. See if we can solve them.
My name's Susan. I'm 15. I'm from Baltimore. And my joke is, which side of the turkey has the most feathers?
Oh, God.
Okay, Susan, here we go.
I know. You're too smart for this.
What side of the turkey has the most feathers? The gobble gobble side. I'd say it's butt, right?
You just can't say gobble gobble for every answer.
I am, and I will, and I'm going to. I feel
why the butt part?
Because that needs the most coverage.
Only because I'm a supportive partner, I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Show us the butt.
The outside.
The outside.
See,
insides don't have feathers.
This is when I get upset. And
no,
I told you. Obviously, that would be the obvious answer.
Should have gone with it.
Okay.
Went way too much. No gobble gobble answer for this one. 855 kid joke.
My name is Nina. I'm 10 years old, and I live in Baltimore Charles Village. And my joke is, why did the farmer plow his field with a steamroller?
What?
Why did the farmer plow his field with a steamroller? My God.
Because he needed to gobble to the other side. It was steamy. A steamroller? I didn't even know you could do that. I just thought that was for your clothes. I didn't even know that was an option.
Because he wanted mashed potatoes.
Oh, mashed potatoes. Okay, mashed potatoes.
That makes
steamroll
sense.
It. Okay, that's a quality joke.
Okay.
That's a quality joke. 855 kid joke.
Hi, I'm Aiden. I'm 12 years old, and I'm from Boston, Maryland. What do you call a running turkey?
What? Just please. We have to get through this bit. We have to. We're live. You can't screw this up right now. What do you call a running turkey? Fast feathers?
Fast and furious.
Fast and furious feathers. Fast and furious feathers.
That's good.
Show us fast and furious feathers.
Fast food.
Okay, get it. He's running.
Thank you. That makes sense.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hello. What's up? It's 6 o'clock club. We do it once again. Jessica, how we feeling?
Good morning.
We ready to have another Wacky Wednesday on the radio?
Not Wacky Wednesday.
Oh, it's going to be Wacky Wednesday today, baby. Yeah. Just you wait. We always start every show with the 6 o'clock club. That's you, by the way. Anyone that's listening first thing in the morning, you get some extra credit for being here. You guys, like, y'all let us be us.
And it's dark outside.
It's dark. Like, it's a weird time to be awake in the first place. The last thing you want is, like, a structured radio program, right?
Right. You want the mess.
You just want to hang out with your homies. That's what we're doing. So text us, 410-583-1065. Just tell us who you are, what city you're from, and we'll shout you out. Jess.
Veronica, good morning. Jess R. from Westminster is here. We got Kenny from PA, John the Annapolis locator, Francesca the nurse, Stephanie Lynn, Kelly and Art in New Windsor. Good morning. Clever Kevin is with us. We got our KinderCare ladies, Karen and Amber. Happy birthday to Stephanie in Nottingham.
Yo!
Terrence is here. Jess, our critical nurse. Christine, good morning. Mr. W. from Ricerstown. Cheryl, beautiful Beverly. Lou and Glen Burnie is here. Rhonda in Pasadena. Stacy in Port Deposit. Cheryl, the Carol, the shuttle driver, and Crystal in Northeast. Good morning.
410-583-1065. We are halfway through the week, which is fantastic. We are 8 days away from Thanksgiving. So hopefully, like, this time next week, some of y'all won't even be at work anymore.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? All right. Would you rather Wednesday, a Thanksgiving edition? Would you rather... I'm debating between a couple here.
Oh.
I got one, but I think it's just going to change the whole mood. I don't want to start
don't.
Like this.
No, then don't.
It's so savage, but
then
I don't think
don't.
I can do it.
Don't.
All right, we'll go light. Would you rather eat a whole turkey or drink a whole boat of gravy in one sitting?
Oh. Ew. That makes me want to throw up.
Think about it for a second.
I was just talking to my hairdresser yesterday. I was like, do we even like turkey?
She no one likes
like,
turkey.
No.
First,
like, if, I don't want
listen,
it.
Here's the thing. If you liked turkey, you would eat it more than once a year or at the Renaissance Festival.
That's
okay?
The only time.
That's the only time.
The Who's, fair. The fair
the
and the
fair,
Renaissance Festival.
Okay? You, any type of carnival.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't at a carnival or at a theme park, you're not eating it the rest of
if
the year.
If it's not a big-ass drumstick that you can just eat...
You're not doing it.
That's what I think that would be way more fun. That's the new thing for me, I think.
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah. A turkey leg, like big-ass turkey leg.
If you're not at medieval times,
no.
You're not eating turkey the rest of the year.
That's how Thanksgiving should be. And wow.
You should go there.
Are they open on
I
Thanksgiving?
Don't know. They should be.
If they are, that's where I'm going to be.
So which one? Would you rather, in one sitting, would you rather eat a whole entire turkey? We're talking all the pieces. Okay, can't get up the table since you do it, or until you drink the whole entire boat of gravy. Which one are you going with? 410-583-1065. They both sound tough.
I guess the boat of gravy because it's smaller. It's like, it's smaller no matter what. Even though I may gag.
Oh, God.
in like throw just up. I just don't think I could possibly, I don't think I could do it, the turkey. Like, I don't even think I could.
I mean, I guess.
You know what I mean? I would. It's all a mental game. I'd be like, it's hot chocolate. You know?
We're talking a big boat, too. Don't come at me with those little tiny boats. We're talking a full boat of gravy. Oh, that just sounds like so much.
And I want to throw up right now.
Here's the only reason turkey's going to get the win for me today is because turkey's so damn bland. You know what I mean? It's like you're almost eating nothing.
Your mouth would be so dry.
It'd be so dry.
Kathy in Parkville says, eat a whole turkey. I love turkey. I eat it all the time.
Do you? Who eats turkey?
Obviously, Kathy.
Have you ever seen anyone eat turkey outside of a theme park?
If Kathy says so, then that's what she wants.
All right, Kathy.
Carney Chris says, I'm pouring all the gravy over the turkey and eating all the turkey and making sure I look up all the gravy. Okay, Carney Chris?
Okay, all right.
Terrence says, gravy, because his mom's gravy is the best. I feel that, yeah, if it's good gravy, I feel like you could power through.
But, like, drink it? The whole thing? Sounds gross.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Amazon is announcing a new virtual healthcare service. Did you see this?
Did not.
Amazon Clinic will allow patients in 32 states to use a secure portal to message healthcare workers about treatments for common conditions, including allergies, birth control, and acne. The service doesn't accept insurance yet, but insurance can be used to pay for medications prescribed through the platform and also filled at a pharmacy. And the announcement comes just after Amazon announced that they're actually shutting down Amazon Care by the end of the year.
I mean, I don't see why not. I'm just trying to think of how...
Are you interested in
this? The world's changing so much, and mm-hmm. so you have to kind of rethink some of these things. Like, for example, I've got this issue with my eye right now. It's just a sty, but now it's infected. So I need to go get some eye drops.
Infected with what?
It's just infected.
Like, okay. It's just... It was a spider that got long. In there?
I don't know, maybe. Mm-hmm. So I... Possibly. So I had to go get some eye drops for it. Now, would I want to wait? It depends on how fast it could take for Amazon to get it to me. I can drive to Walgreens in 5 minutes and go get it.
True.
You know, versus like, can I wait X amount of time to get the medication?
Or how fast if you put in the prescription? I see.
There's more questions here.
Number two.
AAA predicts that 49 million people will be hitting the road for Thanksgiving holiday, making it the third busiest Thanksgiving since they started tracking holiday traffic in 2000. The navigation app Waze released their predictions for when traffic will be the best and the worst. So for light traffic, Waze suggests leaving on Monday, November 21st and returning home the day after Thanksgiving, so on Friday, November 25th. The busiest days to travel are expected to be Wednesday, November 23rd, the day before Thanksgiving, and then Saturday, November 26th. AAA also recommends getting on the road at least before 11 a.m. And if you can, avoid traveling between 4 and 8 p.m.
Gonna be busy.
Number one.
Mariah Carey's bid to trademark the phrase Queen of Christmas has been denied. She also failed to trademark the phrases Princess Christmas. And she even tried for Christmas Princess. And they won't even give her that. She was hoping to lock them down, obviously, for a variety of products for her fans, me. But the United States Patent and Trademark Office has ruled against her. Following also opposition from a singer, Elizabeth Chan. Chan actually dropped an album titled Queen of Christmas last year. And she was dubbed the Queen of Christmas by the New Yorker in 2018. In her petition, Chan argued that it was wrong to monopolize the word Christmas, especially since Mariah was using it for merch. Saying, quote, Christmas is a season of giving, not the season of taking.
Yeah, I mean, come on. She can't take that title.
Wait, what? Is she not? Have you not called her that? Say yes or no. Yes, you have.
Do I call her the Queen of Christmas?
You've literally, when we've talked about Mariah Carey, like when we're talking about her, you've been like literally the Queen of Christmas. This is when she makes all her money.
But can she, I mean, I think she makes all her money this time of year. But like, for example, if I came in here, I was like, guess what? I'm calling myself the King of Radio.
No, but you're not
Nobody
Mariah Carey.
Nobody can call themselves that.
Like, you're not all I want for Christmas is you. I want the t-shirt. This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Have you heard the term winter coating before? Winter coating. It's a new one that people in Maryland are starting to use, and I think you probably want to know what it means. Today, in the singles table.
Hey, you're now sitting at the singles table. I want to know what love is. Now, with Kramer.
Mix
106.5. Yes, welcome to this table that we have deemed the singles table. This is a place where
You either are single, can completely relate, or just need to know what's happening in the single world. Me, as a single man, brings you that news. So you can kind of keep up with what's happening with the single people here in Maryland. There is a new term out this morning. And I love this because it's just so real. The new term is winter coding. Any idea what you did you read this today?
No.
What do you think that might mean when it comes to the dating term? Winter coding.
It has to be some sort of replacement for cuffing season, I'm assuming.
Similar. Okay. Similar. Winter coding, and now that it is getting cold outside here in Maryland, I think we can relate to this. Winter coding is when an ex comes back into your life for the holidays.
So it's just like putting on the coat for the season and then taking it off?
All of a sudden, like you didn't hear from them for a while. All of a sudden, it gets cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
And like, maybe all of a sudden it starts to feel good and you guys go to like some parties together or something. You just start to hang out. Maybe you just get together, watch Netflix, something like that, right?
Yeah, it's dangerous.
But then like, spring comes around, that person's gone again. Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Winter coding is when an ex comes into your life just for the winter, and then when it gets warm again, they're gone.
They also know that's when you're most vulnerable as well, so watch out. Be on the lookout for that.
Okay, so full transparency here. The winter does weird things to you when you're single.
Well, it's the holiday season.
Can I tell you, honestly, like 2 weeks ago, I was thinking about hitting up Miss California.
You.
Swear.
Freaking better not.
This is a girl that I dated in California for a little bit, and then we dated for a couple months when I got here.
Uh-huh.
And haven't really thought about her much recently.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it starts to get cold outside. It starts to get dark at 5 p.m.
And you have this itch to literally ruin her Christmas holiday. You demon.
I'm the Grinch.
Yeah. I've been a victim of winter coding before.
What happened?
The classic happy Thanksgiving, just thinking of
you. Oh,
Merry
yeah.
Christmas. I hope you're having a good one with your family. If that is you, and if you are feeling inclined to do that, don't.
The holidays
and
make you feel
mind your own business.
Make you feel some kind of ways. Just know if your ex does come back into your life, you're not alone. It's a new term that people in Maryland are using, winter coding. And that's your singles table for today. We've started something that we call 30 Days of Thankful this month, where Jess and I realize we don't really do a great job, even though we as adults know the benefits of a daily gratitude practice. Any of you don't, Jess, maybe they're like, what does that do by having a gracious, you know, a moment of gratitude? What does that do for you?
It's been scientifically proven just to improve your health physically, mentally, and can really just start your day off in such a better way.
So we decided for 30 days, every day in November, we are going to take a second out of the show. Just think of one thing that we're thankful for. And we're hoping that you'll do the exact same thing. And then we're going to try to see how we feel at the end of the month after doing it for, you know, one whole month. So listen, right now, you know, just stop for a second and just think of one thing that you're grateful for. That's it. It's as easy as it gets right now. Let me start today. Jess, here's something that came out of my mouth the first time I've said this. Yesterday, I was in therapy and I said, you know what? I'm so thankful I got divorced. Now that's been a journey.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the hardest times of my life, man, going through divorce. It was a weird couple of years. But as I was sitting in therapy yesterday, talking to my therapist, I just realized I've become such a different and better version of myself post-divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I put in a lot of hard work to get here. But I don't think I would have if I didn't get divorced.
Totally.
And so I guess if I had to go through all the crap again to get here, I guess I would.
Mm-hmm.
So for the very first time yesterday, I was saying, I'm thankful that I got divorced. It's kind of a weird one, but this morning I'm thankful for.
Huh? Yeah.
Give me something.
I am thankful for my hairdresser and literally every single person that just works in the beauty industry. Because I feel like, because they're honestly therapists alone. Like, whenever I get my nails done or my eyebrows done, a facial, like, estheticians, hairstylists, like, just no matter what kind of day you're having, and they probably know more secrets than you tell some of your friends, to be honest.
You trust them.
Over
than
an hour, sometimes up to 4 hours, and y'all are just talking about everything, and when you're in the salon, other people chime in, and it just makes you feel so much better, and they are literally, like, They are therapists, yeah. Honestly. So thank you to every single person that does that.
If you get a real one,
for real,
don't let that one go. Mm-hmm. That's the love of your life right there. Okay.
And it takes forever to find them. And when you have one, hold on to them.
That's true.
Yes.
All right, come on, share one with us. What we're hoping now is that, like, by you taking the time to call us and share your moment of gratitude with everybody in Maryland, that everybody else feel the same thing. You know, 410-583-1065. Teresa from Baltimore, what's yours?
I'm thankful for my life. With all the problems and issues I had in it, I'm thankful for my life. Mm-hmm. I had this job at this place called US7G for 20 years. I got downsized with everybody. Mm-hmm. Then I got multiple sclerosis. I can't walk anymore. I don't drive anymore. But I'm still thankful. But I'm an only child, and I get all the presents for Christmas. All of my life. So I'm happy.
That took such a turn. I love how you go, and by the way, I'm an only child, so I get all the presents.
You know, my friends will come over at Christmas time and stuff. I'm not going to say how old I'm going to be. Forget you. My birthday is 12/20/64. Forget that. They would come over when I was younger, even up to today, sort of. Oh, can we come in? And you have all these kids and stuff. No, go home. Come see your mother.
These are all mine. Don't touch them. There ain't nothing to see here. Well, hey, tell us this, because obviously you've been through some hard times. What do you do to stay positive during those hard times?
Pray, really. Mm. I believe in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It ain't easy, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been married and divorced. That wasn't easy. I've had a man that I lived in sin with for 20 years, and he cheated on me. That wasn't easy.
Yeah.
But I'm still dealing with it, though. It's all good.
Prayer, though. That gets you through it.
Kramer and Jess.
Mega. Fries. Minute. Mix 106.5.
Today we have a different vibe. It's more of like a, oh, man.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
$500 gas card that's like in reach. But who will get it? It could be you, so pay close attention. Today we're playing with caller number 32 because there's 32 days till Hanukkah, by the way. Who is this?
This is Clever Kevin.
Oh, my God.
What's up, Clever Kevin?
Dude.
Hey, Jess. I'm so excited.
Kevin was texting us yesterday. He's like, I haven't gotten through this whole round.
Yep, I haven't gotten through in weeks.
And now, when you needed it the most, here you are.
Yep.
You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Feel confident?
I am.
All right, let's get into this 10-question trivia game. 60 seconds to get through all these questions. When Clever Kevin does, he is going to get a $500 gas card from Dash In. If Clever Kevin slips today and does not get through all of these in 60 seconds, then we move on tomorrow with the exact same 10 questions, so pay very close attention. We do have a couple of rules, Jess.
If you get one wrong, you're out. If you mispronounce the answer, you're out. If you take longer than 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions, you're out. If we don't get the question all the way out, you're out. But if you get all 10 questions right within 1 minute, you are winning a $500 gas card fueled by Shell at Dash In. Clever Kevin, you ready?
Yep.
We're rooting for you, my guy.
60 seconds starts now.
Question number one, will you have turkey this Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Correct.
Question number two, Kramer won second place in the Office costume contest with what costume?
Judgmental.
Correct.
Question number three, which DMV music festival is taking a break next year?
Firefly Festival.
Correct.
Question number four, what's the first day Artscape will be back in Baltimore?
September 20th, 2023.
Correct.
Question number five, what street is Dash In on in Lanham?
Greenbelt Road.
Correct.
Question number six, what was the final score of the Ravens versus Bucks game?
27-22.
Correct.
Question number seven, what kind of ice cream was Jess and Garage Boy looking for?
Uvee ice cream.
Correct.
Question number eight, what day does the Christmas Village officially open in Baltimore?
November 24th.
Correct.
Question number nine, name one thing the basic wash at Splash In includes?
Spot-free rinse.
Correct.
Question number 10, what's the name of the 17-year-old Marylander who was competing on this season of The Voice?
Parajita Bastola.
Correct. There it goes.
Yes.
Congratulations.
You just won $500.
Oh, my goodness. I've been trying for so long. Clever Kevin, have you ever won before?
Never won before.
Never
Wait,
won.
What?
Never won anything on 106.5.
No.
Wow. What a great one to start with. What would you relate motherhood to? Like, if you had to compare it to any other activity, what would you say? Our phone number is 410-583-1065, and we're going to have fun with this. Here's calls I don't want right now. I don't want calls saying, oh, motherhood is like the greatest thing you'll ever experience. We got it. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. But Rihanna had such a specific answer to this question.
And I don't think any of us have ever heard motherhood compared to this before.
Explain.
So Rihanna was doing an interview after the release of her Savage X Fenty Volume 4 fashion show. And for the very first time, she actually opened up about how motherhood has been.
So the question is, how would you compare motherhood? What's it like? Mm-hmm. And listen to Rihanna's answer.
The beginning is like you're tripping acid every day. It's wild, trippy as hell. Wait, I have a baby? Oh my God, it's crazy. You look at him and he's yours, but he's a stranger and he's new. You're learning him as he's learning you and learning the world. It's an amazing experience.
I don't think I have ever heard in my entire life that motherhood is like tripping on acid.
But now that she says it, don't you completely understand it?
Yeah, I'm like, wait.
Every mom in Maryland right now has got to be like, true. It must be like tripping on acid. It's got to be so weird at first. When you've just got this kid that you've got to take care of.
Yeah.
So let's have some fun with this idea. 410-583-1065 is our phone number. I want you to call us up and tell us, motherhood is like blank. Like, what else would you compare it to? Marianne from Parkville, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's have some fun with this, all right? Motherhood is like blank.
Motherhood is like riding a roller coaster without any safety equipment.
Wow. That sounds terrifying and very chaotic.
No, why did you go with that? I didn't think you could have said why that.
Well, you know how you're at an amusement park and you might want to get on the roller coaster, but you're not really sure what you're in for?
Yeah.
Yeah, that pretty much sums up the entire parenthood experience. You know, sometimes it can be thrilling and your heart leaps with joy, but sometimes it's downright scary. And you literally just pray, put your head down, and hold on tightly.
But literally, you chose to say without the safety procedures.
Well, because no one prepares you.
That's true. Okay. There's no training wheels to parenthood.
I get it. Okay, yeah. That one works. That's funny. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you know what, though? It's always worth the ride.
There you go. Just like roller coasters most of the time.
I love that.
Okay.
That's right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
No, thank you. Appreciate it. 410-583-1065. Ashley from Annapolis, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, fill in the blank here. Motherhood is like blank.
It's like trying to stand up on a trampoline while your kids are jumping like monkeys on Adderall.
Okay.
Honestly, trying to stand on a trampoline when everyone is jumping around you, you can't. You can't. You keep falling down.
Yeah, that's motherhood. No matter what you do.
Why did we add Adderall? Why did the Adderall come in?
Because they're nonstop, 24/7, and just keep going.
Okay, just keep on trying to stand up. But it's impossible, wouldn't you say?
Yeah,
at least for a long time, it's impossible to stand up for a long time with kids jumping on a trampoline.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we feel that one. That's a good one. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Megan from Westminster. Good morning.
Good morning.
Motherhood is like what?
My sorority sister's from college, and I joke that it's like being back and being hazed all over again.
Wow.
That sounds terrifying.
Now, why do you say that way? Why the hazing?
You're sleep deprived. You're doing arts and crafts. You're getting yelled at by this little thing. But at the end of the day, you have the best thing ever.
Yeah. That's so funny. I didn't think about that because it is. It's almost like it's like a club you want to be a part of. But God, the initiation phase could be.
And you want their approval so badly.
Yeah. Damn, that's a good one. That's a solid one. Thank you for that. 410-583-1065. Angel from Glen Burnie. What would you compare motherhood to?
So I definitely said a horror film. A horror film for sure.
And explain.
Why?
And so in the beginning, it's like soft and gentle. And like you don't really know what's going to happen. It seems like it could be a love story.
Right?
It could be tragic. It could be an after school special. You really don't know.
Yeah, two teenagers in the woods. They're in love.
It's
everything's
light
good.
Out. Yeah.
Everything's like great. And in the middle, it's like crazy, chaotic. You're screaming for your life.
You're running
around.
Yeah.
And you don't know where you're going or how you're getting there.
Don't know if you're going to die or not.
Yeah.
Like, right. right. And then at the end, like, somebody's going to get out of it. Like, somebody, it may be the kid, it may be the adult, but, like, you know,
someone
survives. Going to make it out, man. Somebody might not make it. Usually that's, like, the character you don't necessarily need. So, like, the parent and the child will make it.
Yeah.
But,
like,
but somebody's going to die in the process.
Daycare providers.
Yeah. Survivors.
At least mentally, somebody's really going to get hit hard.
But, yeah, but it's definitely, like, all exciting in the beginning, and then you're like, oh, my
it's
God.
It's gory.
That one night, I should have stayed dancing.
Yeah.
There she goes.
Yeah.
There she goes.
Yeah. Cool, so good.
That would definitely. I love my children. I love my pets.
Of course.
But some days I am like, what? What? I should have went to the romantic movie.
not the horror one. Why'd I get this story? That's a good one. Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
The FBI considers TikTok as a threat to national security. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified before Congress yesterday that TikTok should not be allowed in the U.S., and he said that the Chinese government could use the app to control users' data collection or to control software on millions of devices. And earlier this year, the commissioner of the FCC also told Congress the U.S. should ban TikTok.
So we've heard this story now for a couple of years.
Right.
And I know TikTok is very beloved, but do we think, or does that make you worry knowing that, like, now multiple members of the government, like, y'all, check it out.
Right.
They're like, and I heard a story this week, too, on, I think it was CBS News, that the version that TikTok has in China is very different than the version we have.
Mm-hmm.
For kids, it's literally all educational videos.
Yeah.
That's it. We're here.
I saw that, too.
So does it make you paranoid at all? Are you worried about it?
I am. I mean, I love TikTok. It's funny, but also it can be, it like they bombard you with a lot of just kind of like, I don't want to be at work today. This is annoying. You know what I mean? Like dumbing you down a bit. So it's hard.
Number two.
Friendsgiving is gaining in popularity. A recent study finds that Friendsgiving keeps getting more popular, and there's a reason. Spending the holiday with your chosen family brings a lot of joy. The tradition originally started taking off in 2013, and this year it's supposed to be bigger than ever. With 63% of Marylanders saying, with all the demands of life, spending time with our chosen family is more difficult. So taking the time during the holidays is the perfect time, and it's all about gratitude. So if you get a chance and haven't before, definitely throw a Friendsgiving gathering this year.
Especially post-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do whatever you want to do for Thanksgiving. I don't care. Whatever's going to make you happy this year was so hard. Think about Thanksgiving 2020 for one second.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to go back then because a lot of us didn't spend time with our family, our friends that year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have probably, even like last year was like a little chaotic.
It was.
I would say this year, hopefully we have a new appreciation for any type of gathering with family and friends. I know I do at least.
Number one.
The Grammy nominations came out yesterday, but it might as well have been called Bay Day because Beyonce took over. She received 9 Grammy nominations, and now she and husband Jay-Z are tied for the most Grammy nominations in history with 88 each. She also leads the entire industry this year with her 9 noms, closely followed by Kendrick Lamar, who got 8. And with her 8 Record of the Year nomination, she broke a tie with Frank Sinatra, who got 7 nominations in that category during his career. With 28 wins to date, Beyonce is now the most awarded female artist in Grammy's history.
I wonder if that's you know how like you nudge your partner in the side? Like if you did something better than they did. You think at home they're like, yeah, we're tied. Who's going to be the next
Beyonce
one?
Beyonce and Jay-Z?
Yeah. Dinner. Whoever gets the next Grammy nomination has to make...
Are you kidding me?
Has to make dinner, you know? But when you're that famous, you know they gotta be talked. I guarantee you at least has to be a topic of conversation.
If she wins these, she will be the most awarded artist of all time.
That's crazy.
Of all time.
Good for her.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Do you think Taylor Swift fans are insane? Or would you have done the exact same thing yesterday? This is unbelievable. In case you don't know, Taylor Swift pre-sale tickets for her Eras concert went on sale yesterday. And the internet went bananas.
Yeah. So Swifties literally broke Ticketmaster. They were not prepared. Millions of people basically flooded their site and broke it to the point where people were waiting over 6 hours just to purchase these tickets, to the point where they actually had to move the pre-sale to today because they could not handle it yesterday.
Did you even try yesterday? Jess is a Swiftie. Did you even try?
No, because I couldn't, because like I was seeing online, people were saying there's 2,000 people ahead of me. Like, what am I supposed to do?
What we want to do is talk to people in Maryland this morning that had Taylor ticket drama yesterday. Like, were you one of those people and you live in our state? Will you call us 410-583-1065? So the pre-sale does continue today?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
No, yeah. So the pre-sale actually happened today. So if you got a code, check that code and or go on their website to see what window you have. It technically is supposed to start at 2 p.m., but I would double check if there's like a different window time.
Just FYI too, way easier. All day tomorrow, we've got your Taylor Swift tickets starting at about 8:15, and it goes on all day. Mm-hmm. If you don't feel like dealing with the chaos, Jeansy Boy.
Hey, what's going on?
You tell us. You had some Taylor ticket drama yesterday.
Oh, my God. So my wife was on her treadmill in front of our iMac computer for 5 hours.
5 hours?
Oh, my God.
5 hours.
Which is an insane amount of time to spend on tickets. Now, here's the question. After the five-hour wait, was she able actually to get the tickets?
Yes.
Okay.
So she kept clicking on, like, different seats, so by the time she clicked on them, those seats were gone. So
what?
We moved like to the more expensive tickets, and those tickets were a little easier to get. But we spent like about $1,200 on
it. Oh, you're lying. No,
it's all right.
Way.
It's just a mortgage payment.
Now you're like,
I mean?
Happy birthday, happy anniversary, happy Hanukkah.
Exactly. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Every holiday just got wrapped into one right there. How does that make you feel spending $1,200 on Taylor tickets yesterday? You think it's worth it?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
That's a good husband right there.
Well,
she literally spent 5 hours walking on her treadmill with a little iMac mouse in her hand.
Hey.
And she just kept like refreshing the screen and everything because the little bar that shows you like next
waiting
to line and everything.
Yeah.
It wasn't moving.
No.
And then all of a sudden it started moving a little bit. And she was using like a little post-it note. To track it.
Wow.
Exactly.
Jeez. Well, you guys, you did it. You persevered 5.5 hours. $1,200 later, you got
Have
Taylor
so
Swift
much
tickets.
Fun.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
That's right. I appreciate it.
We're talking to people in Maryland this morning that put up with the Taylor Swift ticket drama. Some people waiting hours. Most people not even getting tickets, by the way. Jamie in Catonsville, good morning.
Good morning.
You had some Taylor Swift ticket drama yesterday.
I did, yeah.
What happened?
Oh, my goodness.
So my sister, my mom, and I, we went to her very first concert when she was at Meriwether.
No way. That's so cool.
You're a day one.
So my sister, myself, and my mom signed up for the pre-sale last week, and that was crazy, too, because you waited online, like, just to sign up.
4 hours?
To just sign up to be a part of the pre-sale took 4 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, so you waited like you were on hold, like on hold on the line, the Ticketmaster. Like you're just like,
wait, you had to call them to do this?
Or no, it's just online.
Like you're like in a
and you can see, and that's the worst. That's the worst feeling when you see it like loading and you see how far back you are.
Yeah, yeah.
So already you've already put in 4 hours of time just to get to presale.
Yeah. So
okay.
My sister, my mom, and I did that all last week, and then yesterday obviously was today. So we all get on yesterday and. I was at work, so I had it on my computer, just pending, and then my sister and my mom, so all day we're like, are you in? And it kept saying, like, over 2,000 people in front of you, and then the whole thing just, like, shut down, and it said, don't refresh the page, don't do anything, just take one. So then we're all like, oh my God, did we just wait, like, 2 hours, and then now we're gonna lose our progress?
Wait. Don't tell us the conclusion yet. Tell us one thing first. How much time did you spend doing Taylor tickets yesterday?
6.5 hours, probably.
So 10 hours total from waiting in the pre-sale line just to finally getting in pre-sale, 10 hours total to try and get these tickets.
Did you end up getting Taylor Swift tickets yesterday?
Yes, we got the tickets.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wait, how many of you got through?
Well, only one of us.
So one person? God.
My sister was the one that got in. Then what happened was my mom actually did get in, but then when she got in, it was like only the VIP packages were left, and they were like $600
per
person.
Are you kidding
me? You're like, hell no.
So we were like, no. So what we were gonna do is my sister got in, she was gonna get the tickets, and she actually got the section we wanted, which was blown. It is what it is, and we got it.
Good.
We'll clap for that.
Yay.
Thank you for sharing your story with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Take care.
Question today, though. Should there be a rule of who is allowed to take leftovers from the Thanksgiving dinner? And to get that answer, we go to Judge Jess.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
I can't wait till we get a cease and desist order from Judge Judy.
I know, we're waiting for it.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Welcome to Judge Jess. Do you want to explain what this is, Jessica Dutra?
Yeah, if you're going through a dilemma and need an outside judgment, I will gladly give you mine.
Jess is very judgmental, so she wears the robe properly today.
Yes.
The gavel's to your right. She has a tiny gavel and a robe, judge's robe, to make this very official. So listen, if you have a dilemma between you and somebody else and need a ruling, call our voicemail. Tell us what's happening. That number, 855-Kramer-Jess. 855-Kramer-Jess.
Hey, I have a question for Judge Jess. My brother has a girlfriend, and he's been dating her for 3 months. I don't even know if you can call her a girlfriend. But anyways, he's dating this girl, and he's bringing her for Thanksgiving. That's great. Don't have a problem with that. But he wants to share leftovers with her. Like, instead of just sharing his portion of leftovers with her, he wants to have like a whole portion of leftovers for her. And I just don't want that. Like, the leftovers should be for the family. So is it okay if I put a stop to that and call my mom and tell her that I don't want her to share the leftovers? Thanks. To Megan, thank you.
Megan, you can give me your mother's number and I'll text her right now for you if you need me to. Because the leftovers are sacred. This isn't Halloween. This isn't Halloween candy you just give out to strangers, okay? This is something of 3 months, okay? Come on. And this is, I don't know about y'all, but I'd be waiting a whole year for Thanksgiving dinner. Mashed potatoes and whatever you have going on the table is not something you have every single day. So it has to be shared with those who are, I'd say, maybe a little more than 3 months in the circle of trust.
You're telling me that the only people that are allowed to take leftovers are like the immediate family. Like if you're a friend, if you're not someone's wife or husband.
No,
they're
not
for you.
If you've put in some time, if you've put in like 5 years of time, 10 years of time. No, listen. If he likes her, if he loves her, then he can share his own leftovers with her. But do I think that the girlfriend of 3 months should get her own thing of leftovers? Absolutely not. No, and that's that.
Coach, you agree with that?
Who in the world is this person who expects leftovers in the first place?
Boom. What? Boom. Exactly, bro, Coach. Okay, please explain to Kramer, because he's making me sound like a demon, but like literally.
No. How is it that you can even expect the person who made the meal should be the one that says, oh, hey, would you guys like some leftovers? Here, take some of this with you.
Yeah.
Maybe you can have it this week or tomorrow. Whatever. No way. I'm not going expecting it right off the bat.
100%.
That's craziness.
100%.
I would be so turned off if I went to someone's home that I was invited to, and let's say everyone else is taking stuff, and I was like, hey, can I grab some? And they're like, no, you can't. Get the hell out.
You're
like,
the problem. You're the problem.
Here's the thing. If it's offered to you, that's different.
Yeah.
But to go in expecting it, that's different.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.